You're listening to SBS News.
Children in at least 11 countries have developed an acute and severe form of liver inflammation, and health authorities say they're yet to determine the cause. The cases haven't tested positive for the viruses typically responsible for acute liver inflammation, hepatitis A, B, C, D, and E. The Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says 17 children have required liver transplants.
About 10% of the reported cases have required liver transplants, and one death has been reported. The symptoms include abdominal pain, diarrhea, vomiting, jaundice, severe acute hepatitis, and increased levels of liver enzymes.
The European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control estimates nearly 200 children have been infected. Infectious diseases doctor Professor Robert Boy from the University of Sydney says the adenovirus has been detected in about half the children.
We do know that a proportion of the children have got an infection with adenovirus, normally a cause of gastroenteritis. The particular adenovirus found so far is numbered 41. Some children are co-infected with COVID. There's no evidence that vaccination is in any way associated with the problem.
A point reinforced by the World Health Organization's Philippa Easterbrook.
And importantly, there is nothing to suggest a link to the COVID vaccine, as the vast majority of the children did not receive the COVID vaccine.
Dr. Isaac Bogash is an infectious diseases doctor at the University of Toronto. He told Canada's CBC network possible links to COVID-19 need to be considered as part of the investigative process.
I wouldn't rule anything out. I really wouldn't. And I think we obviously need to keep an open mind. We also have to acknowledge that in many of the settings where this is being found, you also have a pretty high prevalence of COVID. So is this true, and unrelated? You know, some of these kids had COVID. Some of these kids have this hepatitis syndrome, but they're not related whatsoever. Maybe there is a relationship. It's just premature to really hone in on it. And I think obviously we need to keep an open mind.
Professor Robert Boy says today's testing is so advanced, there could be an answer to this health mystery within a short period of time.
We've never been able to test as thoroughly or as accurately as we can now. So there's every possibility that we'll find the likely cause of this quite quickly. The samples are being tested for all known infections and even unknown ones, because you can do that with clever genetic testing. As well, toxins, poisons, and other pollutants are being looked for. And whether this might be a combination of two things is also being considered.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.